Is the Steam Deck OLED worth it in 2025? I caved in and I bought it. And I will tell you why I bought it. I will tell you what I think, pros and cons, the whole shebang. Now, I've never gotten a Steam Deck before now, because partially it wasn't sold in Norway, but now it is. And also, I've just never been much of a Steamer. I've never been much of a PC gamer. I've always been, as you know, maybe PlayStation and Nintendo focused. All my life, occasionally playing on PC, whatever, WoW and such, back in the day. But the Steam Deck is essentially a handheld computer. It is made for the purpose of playing PC games in handheld. Like, primarily. That's the entire point. So, I've always been PlayStation and Nintendo, but now it just so happens that I am feeling that the Switch is sorta outdated. I have talked about this in several videos, but I'm feeling that the Switch is aged. It's just falling behind. And yes, I know we're getting a Switch 2 pretty soon. Looking forward to that one. I will make a video on that one too. And also, I'm very happy with being a PS Portal person. But then again, PS Portal is kind of not comparable to the Switch and the Steam Deck because this is a remote player. I am playing remotely through Wi-Fi. The games are not installed in the machine. So, you know, not really comparable. In my case, in my life, it's mostly comparable to the Switch because the games are actually installed in the hardware. And here is what pushed me over the edge. One of the things, anyways. Someone on my Discord said that the Steam Deck feels like an upgraded Switch. And I was like, okay, that somewhat sold me on the idea. In combination with the fact that Rune Factory, the upcoming Rune Factory game, Guardians of Azuma, is only announced for Switch and Steam. And I was like, I don't know if I want to play it on the Switch, but I definitely want to play it handheld. So then the logical conclusion is that I need to get a Steam Deck for Rune Factory. Which brings me to my reasons for getting a Steam Deck. Okay, number one. Like I said, Rune Factory Guardians of Azuma. I'm gonna call that game now a console selling game. It made me get a Steam Deck because now I'm ready to play that. Because I wanna play it powerfully in handheld. More powerful Switch, you know. Okay, reason number two. I am a handheld gamer. I just am a handheld gamer. I sometimes play on my TV in the living room, but I'm like, I just more enjoy playing in handheld. I choose deliberately, always, to play in handheld. Lie on the couch with my blanket, with my cats. I'm having my moment in handheld, if you know what I mean. So, I am a handheld gamer. So it makes perfect sense that I'm getting a Steam Deck. Next reason. I did tons of research and I watched a lot of reviews. Okay, so there's like 1,000 Steam Deck reviews up on YouTube. There's a ton of YouTubers that has gone thoroughly through everything, performance and stuff like that. And like, what I noticed was like 90% of the reviews that I watched, they were happy with the console. Next reason is discovering my Steam library of games. Now I have like a proper reason to play a lot of the games that I have lying around in my Steam library. And you have that too, I'm sure, okay? So this is a good new reason. Now, however, not all games are Steam Deck optimized. Or even playable. But Steam has a wonderful system to letting you know if the game is playable on the Steam Deck or not. If it's like a yellow question mark, it means it's playable, but there's some issues. And it's really, really good stuff. And the green check mark means it's very good on the Steam Deck and such. Okay, so discovering my library of games, I have been diving into like super old games. I played Neptunia Rebirth 2. Plays superbly. So sharp, so crisp on the screen. Really good. Next reason. The games are internally installed compared to the PlayStation Portal, which is a remote player. This opens up more opportunities for me, like taking it with me to friends and family on travel, vacation, whatever, to the cabin, and it just opens up more opportunities like that. I wish PlayStation had a console that could properly compete with the Switch and the Steam Deck. But they don't. They have a remote player currently for us. That's just how it is. Okay, another reason, and this reason is stupid. So hold on to something. As a YouTuber, It just so happens that it's easier to get review codes for Steam than it is to get review codes for PlayStation or Nintendo sometimes. Like a lot of times, I've come across this a lot of times. Companies enjoy, I think, apparently, to give out Steam codes as review codes. They just prefer it, I don't know why. Maybe it's cheaper for them. So that way it also makes sense for me. And I got a review code of Avowed, and that was a Steam version of Avowed. Also because it isn't out on PlayStation or Nintendo, but you know what I mean. I wanted to play that in handheld. More on Avowed later in the video. Okay, next reason. It is said to be somewhat future-proof. It's something that some of the reviewers kept saying, that it's future-proof. I don't know what they mean. I mean, they tried to explain it by saying, like, there's a very low percentage of buyer's remorse. People seem to generally not have buyer's remorse after picking up a Steam Deck. And a lot of you that watches my channel has said over the years in the comment section that you have a Steam Deck and that I should check it out. Now, here I am. I am finally listening and I have bought one, okay? Okay, so my last reason is I'm a video game addict and I can't help myself. And also, I have a YouTube channel about gaming, so it just makes sense. I should actually have gotten one long ago. So those were my reasons. Now, let's go over to what I think. Design and user experience. I have always said that I felt that the A, B, X, and Y buttons are way too far up on the actual machine. They are placed so weirdly up there, and I've said that before. And the entire thing is like cramped into this corner, which I have always found kind of funny. It's still noticeable. It's still noticeable. So, comfort-wise, comparing it to the Portal, the Portal is so comfortable. I'm so happy with the Portal. So happy. The Switch is probably the most comfortable if we're talking about comfort of holding it with the Skull and Co. grip that I've talked about several times. The Steam Deck is designed for people with bigger hands than me. So this is not for the small-handed people. It is somewhat awkward, and I get a little bit of a cramp in my hands when I'm playing in long sessions. I have to align my hand like up here in order for having my thumbs reach everything. Made for people with big hands. Other than that, it feels super premium. I like that the buttons are so silent. I can silently bedgame and you're never gonna hear the buttons. Except for R1 and L1. They are clicky, but every single other button is so silent. So silent. That is like gold medal in silent buttons. Really good for silent bedgaming. Now the screen, it is superb. Like, I'm having the OLED version and it is wonderful, wonderful. Super sharp. Like, squinting my eyes trying to look close up, it looks so sharp. Believe me when I say that it looks sharp, like initially. And then, I mean, it depends on the game. Anyways, so the menus, they are very user-friendly. I want to say that this is peak user-friendliness. You have the home screen, your library, Steam store, and you get access to your wish list and pretty much everything that Steam on PC has in terms of game store pages with discussion boards, the community tabs of every game. You have access to your friends list, instant messaging, and your achievements. It's all here. It's the Steam experience. There is also plenty of options to tweak your game's performances, like adjusting maximum frames per second, and some other options that I frankly don't know what mean. I'm gonna have to look into that. Okay, so storage is at 512 gigabytes, and I decided to get this model of the OLEDs because there is two models of the Steam Deck OLED. You have the 512 gigabyte version and you also have a 1 terabyte version. But I decided to get this one on purpose because the 512 version has a glossier screen, which is such a random fact. It just has a glossier screen, which I think I would prefer. I want my screen to be glossy, sharp, OLED-y, and it just looks so good, so good. The 1 terabyte version has like a filter, so that it doesn't have too much light reflection on it, something like that. But I didn't want that. I actually wanted the glossy screen version. So keep that in mind also. The Steam Deck also has a desktop mode, but I'm not going there. I'm not going into it. I'm not messing around in the desktop version. Not yet, anyway. Depends on if I have something to do there later on or not. But, I mean, currently, I am just interested in treating this as a game console, just to play my Steam games, currently. But there are options to play other stuff also. Now, the entire user experience is that it is a gaming console, and that is what I love. I am loving the menus, and the games are just lined up neatly, the ones that are installed, and you enter a game and it's really smooth and fast, relatively fast anyways. Which brings me to games I am playing right now. I got a review code of Sugardew Island, a new cozy game. I can't help but laugh that every game is now called a cozy game. It's a farming game, okay? And it's also cozy. Anyways, I have soon done all of the achievements in the game, actually. It's not a long game by any means. I'm like 5 hours in and I'm soon done with having all of the animals. I'm soon done with all of the quests. But it's super short and you should get it on sale. But it's fun for what it is. It's by no means big. It's not a proper life sim farming game. You only have the shop, and you have your animals, you have your quests, your home, and your field that you can work on. It is a it-is-what-it-is sort of game, and it definitely is what it is. I'm enjoying it, okay? And then I am playing Avowed. I was so unsure how it was pronounced, so I said Avowed, but it's a singular V, so it's Avowed. Avowed. Okay, so I was actually wowed by this game because it's giving me fantasy RPG feelings that I like. And I got this also as a review code, so review code provided. But it is a game made by Obsidian, which are known for The Outer Worlds, also Pillars of Eternity, and Fallout New Vegas. And I loved The Outer Worlds. And I can feel that Avowed is, in a lot of ways, The Outer Worlds just in a fantasy setting instead of the space setting. If that doesn't sell you on the game, I don't know what does. It's actually really good. I am enjoying Avowed. Avowed! You can play in first person and also in third person. It's magic, and I'm using magic a lot, and a wand. The maps look good, the world is good. However, the Steam Deck is unfortunately struggling to play Avowed. I'm getting like 20 frames per second, 25 maybe. And sometimes it dips down to 10, which makes it somewhat unplayable for me. I mean, I can tolerate 20 and up, I think. Under that, it's just not really enjoyable. So it's definitely struggling, which I found to be really such an unfortunate thing. It's playable, but it is so struggling. I wish that the Steam Deck was more powerful already, I mean. But then again, Avowed is a new game and it is really demanding. Anyways, I'm enjoying this game, Avowed. So good, check it out. So, wrapping up this video now with my verdict so far of the Steam Deck. Can we just be real and say that it is a much more powerful Switch? You people in my Discord are correct. It feels like a more powerful Switch. I love the OLED screen, and my games look for the most part sharp and crisp. The battery life, however, is noticeably worse than the Switches or the PS Portals, but I'm mostly playing next to a charger anyway. But it's like, in a demanding game, 1 to 2 hours of gameplay. Like, you're running out of battery really fast. Primarily, I would recommend the Steam Deck because you play PC games in handheld. That is like the main selling point. And if there are PC exclusive games, or you just have the Steam version of a game, it makes sense. If you're getting a Steam Deck, I think I would recommend the OLED version over the LCD version, because it's just such a good screen. Now it is an exciting device and I am not feeling any buyer's remorse. Now I want to ask you guys, do you have a Steam Deck? Why did you buy your Steam Deck? What do you think? Are you feeling the buyer's remorse? Also, I want to know what games you're playing. Now, if you found this video helpful, please hit like on this video. That helps out a lot. And also, I bought Grips Skull & Co. Grip. I haven't installed it yet. I got it today. Okay, so the Skull & Co. Grip. I bought this myself, by the way. Okay, so let's go. Ooh. I wanted to have a grip case. That feels good. Also, I bought this. It's been on my lap the entire video. And it is also Skull & Co. And it is a case that you just pop on like that. Okay, my entire Steam Deck is now protected. Super protected. You can throw this in your bag. Also, it came with a case. This case. Okay, anyways, I'm done. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you later.